You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. By tomorrow, a stretch of Northern California is forecast to be in rain, and that's the start of two storms that are moving in from the Pacific. The earliest rain could be tomorrow morning, and that will be a critical change for everyone, especially people in the campfire zone. So let's start with the forecast. On the phone from the National Weather Service is meteorologist Jim Matthews. Hi, Jim.
Good morning, Beth.
I gave just a bit of an outline. Will you fill in more of the details on what's coming?
Sure. You're exactly correct. We do expect rain to begin to move into the Sacramento area and the Butte County area tomorrow at this time, certainly by the noontime, by the lunch hour. And the first system is expected to bring about 1.5 inches of rain over the campfire area. A little bit of an increase in wind, not too windy. The second system you mentioned, Thursday into Friday, is going to bring some heavier rain, over 3 inches possible in the campfire area, and stronger winds. There could be some wind gusts, 30, 35 miles an hour in that area, and any of those dead trees could be blown over in that area as well.
So the timetable really is this first one tomorrow, and then by the end of the week, later on Thursday, the second phase, correct?
Yes, probably Thursday, late afternoon and evening, both areas will see an increase in wind and rain. So Thanksgiving for the Sacramento area might start out not looking too bad, cloudy skies, maybe some light showers around, but the rain will increase during the evening hours and overnight.
What's happening with the temperature, Jim? Because I saw maybe 4 to 8 inches of rain up in the Sierra. I don't know whether any of that might be snow at the upper elevations.
Oh, yeah, that's going to produce some snow on I-80. We do have a winter storm watch out for the I-80-50 corridor, and we will likely upgrade that to a warning in the afternoon forecast. We're looking at maybe 4 to 6 inches by Wednesday night along the I-80 corridor around Donner Pass, another 5 to 7 Thursday night, and another 5 to 8 Friday night. So that area, maybe 14 to 20 inches of snowfall expected from these two storms.
Wait, Jim, say that again. Wow.
Yeah, it could be with these two storms and some lingering rain into and snow into Thursday, we're looking at 14 to 20 inches of snow along the I-80 corridor.
Wow, so this is the first major winter snowstorm. Is this opening the door to our winter weather pattern in the north?
Well, it could be. We expect maybe some drier weather over the holiday weekend. And I haven't had time here today to really look at the extended forecast much, but certainly we're going to have a noticeable change in weather over this Thanksgiving holiday.
Isn't that the truth, Jim, that right now everybody's kind of coping day to day or hour by hour? So I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, and we really feel for the people who are really struggling with the fire situation in Butte County as well as all of California. It's we know it's very tough on them, and we try to do our best to give them the best weather information possible.
Yeah, there's such a mixed sense, the good and the bad about this weather change coming. All right, Jim, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Thanks to you and everyone at the National Weather Service for always being available for us.
Well, thank you very much, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone in the listening area as well.
All right. That is Jim Matthews, meteorologist with the National Weather Service. On the phone is CAL FIRE Chief Mike Moeller, and this is the critical conversation, Chief. How are you preparing, and what could the impact be?
No, absolutely, Beth. And like you said, the rain is a welcome sight. But what we were looking at is, as the National Weather Service partner just explained there, is some of these areas get over the burn area could get 3 inches of rain. So CAL FIRE has dispatched what we call watershed emergency response teams. And these are actually dispatched within the first 10 to 12 hours of the actual fire, where they start building what we call inundation maps. But we are leaning forward, preparing for possible debris flows, and then also runoff from the structures that have been destroyed, because what's called an ash flow. We're working with Public Works to contain that also.
Some of the evacuations are being lifted. We heard that from Mark Albert earlier in the hour. With the rain coming in and maybe debris and mudslides and people moving, what's the wisest coordination at this point?
No, absolutely. And that's a great point. So anybody that goes into a repopulated area, we ask to please, the rainstorms are coming. We're working very closely with the sheriff's department and local law enforcement to provide what we see as what we would call inundation maps. But we ask the public to be very cognizant, not wait till the last minute. And if the rain starts to get heavy, you're out near your property or your home. It's just best to get out of that area as the storm passes, because they can, these can, as we saw, unfortunately, last year in Montecito, these flows can be very, very dangerous.
Chief, could I get your take on the water coming in on top of the burning fire and the additional smoke that this could create, at least temporarily?
Yeah, so in initial stages, anywhere we have any type of smoldering vegetation, trees, larger timber that may be still smoldering, even some of the unfortunate structures that were destroyed, they will produce smoke, but that will be a very short-lived incident, because once that rain soaks that area, that smoke will dissipate rather quickly, especially with the way that these storms are spaced out. So at the initial, yes, it will produce some smoke, but all in all, this is really going to scrub and clean the air and hopefully bring our air quality back to where it needs to be and get people back outside.
And tell me what it will do for containment of the campfire.
Oh, this will boost the numbers increasingly. Like I said, this is a large fire, you know, over 151,000 acres. So when we talk about 100% containment, that's a lot of ground to cover. But again, this morning, happy to report we're at 70%. But I can tell you the rain will expedite that containment number, especially the type of storms that we're looking at.
Do you have a projected date for containment?
I would say, well, you know, cautiously optimistic. We'll see what this rain does in the wind, but we're hoping by early next week. Again, a lot of area that we still have to access. It's difficult, but cautiously optimistic. Early next week, we're looking at it, if not sooner.
And the bigger question, Chief, is because this is a sizable, finally, rain event, two storms that are coming, what does this do overall for the wildfire risk in the north? And I know that's a separate question from Southern California.
No, absolutely. It does. Once we get some rain on the ground, and we used to look at like 2 inches of rain, we would lift what we would call our peak. But due to the drought conditions, the fuels react differently. But it will definitely diminish the fire risk, but we will not at any time decrease any type of staffing. We will be at full staffing until we know exactly, but this will definitely improve the decrease on the fire risk, especially with the amount of snow that we're hearing, that the Weather Service is predicting, and the way that these storms are spaced out. We're not just getting one deluge. This is actually spaced over, so the ground actually has time to absorb that moisture. So it will decrease fire risk, but as you know, Beth, we're on the phone year-round, that people, you know, please be aware that we're still in what we call fire year.
So let me get you to clarify that, because if I'm understanding right, you're telling me that the scenario is that one storm alone isn't going to do it right now.
That's correct. No, we need several storms, several inches of rain spaced out where we're not just deluging the ground. And that's how we get through our fire risk. It's we need these spaced out continuous rainfall.
All right, Chief. Well, a happy Thanksgiving to you, to your family. Thanks for all the work by the first responders, and again, for always making time for us.
No, absolutely, Beth. Thank you for having us, and happy Thanksgiving.
That is CAL FIRE Chief Mike Moeller. There is more fire coverage at capradio.org. After a short break, we're going to talk about air quality issues. CAP Radio reporter Sammy Caola will join me. This is Insight on CAP Radio.